following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, continuing on this Big Ten Championship Saturday from the Courtyard Marriott here in Indianapolis. And during the break, I have sent my co-host Mike Will out and about, and you were worried about if Wisconsin was going to be well represented today. All of a sudden, you have just fallen right into the tuba section of the Wisconsin Badger Band.
Well, we told you earlier that the Nebraska band was staying here. The Wisconsin band is also staying with us, and they were over watching TV. We said, hey, let's talk to some Wisconsin people, shall we?
I turn it over to you.
So here it is. We got a bunch of Wisconsin people, all band members, right? You guys are all band members? What's your name? All right,
number
four.
Turn the mic on.
Oh, yeah, hold on here. The mic is on. How come we can't hear you all of a sudden? We checked this out.
Yeah, everything was good.
Everything was good until we brought the Wisconsin people over here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there we are.
There we go.
He's got a shortness cord.
All right. You might know. Hold on. You handle it for a second.
Okay. We've got things moving around here as things always go in live radio. Just when you think you've got everything under control, I hope we don't have a gaffe. The football team doesn't have a gaffe like that. But plenty of things going on here in Indianapolis, and we've got predictions coming up. We've got some more emails to get to here. In fact, Shane says Nebraska needs to field punts, and Nebraska will win 24-21. That's Shane's prediction. Imagine that all people from Nebraska would predict Nebraska to win this football game. But what about the Wisconsin folks? They're all telling us that they want to win and go to the Rose Bowl here today and head out there January 1st to take on Stanford. So, Mikey, you've got everything fixed, right?
I think so. Am I fixed?
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
All right.
What's your name?
My name is Keegan Back.
All right. You're a band member, right?
Yeah, I'm a tuba player.
All right, see?
Where are you from, Keegan?
I'm from Nielsville, Wisconsin.
And everybody, now everyone that's here standing and sitting is a tuba player?
Yes.
We got like nine guys and one gal. What's up?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
All these guys are tuba players?
Yeah.
How many, is this the entire tuba section?
No, I think we got like 25 people, but two people are injured, so.
How do you get injured playing in the band?
Well... It's pretty easy.
Did you get injured here?
No, not here. We had a bad weekend. Football, playing, and all these other things.
Oh, yeah. Put it. He's on injured reserve list. Huh?
There you go. Yeah. Who's some of the other guys you got here with you?
I'm James.
Where are you from, James?
I'm from Minneapolis.
Now, have you guys been to every game or just the home games?
Just the home games.
And what's been going on? Tell me something about this Wisconsin football team.
Well, what's been going on at the Wisconsin football team? I think they have a fantastic band backing them up, which is the reason why they're doing so awesome.
We saw the dance team go through. They're going to be here today as well?
They are. It's a shame they couldn't come on the radio show, though.
Oh, yeah. They were too shy. We tried to get them on the radio show.
The lady's shy of you.
I know. I can't believe that.
Don't blame them.
James, who else we got here? Who else is going to talk to us?
Who's the guy with the fluffy hair over here?
Oh, why, thank you.
He looks like Daddy. He looks like that.
You got to get rid of the hair. I mean, if he was bald.
Yeah.
What's your name?
I'm Matt.
Matt, where are you from?
I'm from Wauwatosa, Wisconsin.
Okay, how big is that town?
50,000 people.
Hello.
That's a big
one. It's right outside Milwaukee.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Do we got a prediction for the game today?
I don't like to speculate, and we'll see how it goes.
Yay, nay?
Definitely Wisconsin.
Okay.
That's a definite Wisconsin?
Oh, right. Who else we got here? Right, we got Lambeau Field over here.
Must be a Packer fan. No.
Actually, we went to the game as Wisconsin band. So.
Oh, yeah? Good.
Oh, sweet.
I'm Zach. I'm from Metro, Wisconsin, small town up north.
How big? How many people live there?
4,000?
Now we're talking.
Now we're talking small town Wisconsin. We got a prediction on the game today?
We say 20-17 Wisconsin.
And you guys actually got to play at a Packers game? Is that?
Yep.
When was that?
The Saints. So end of September. Got to do a Lambeau Leap. do our halftime show, pregame, fifth quarter, all that. It was a good time.
I've never had a chance, and that's one of the things you got to do is you got to go to Lambeau Field. Of course, I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. But anyway, what's it like? What was Lambeau Field like? I mean, have you been there multiple times, or what was this like?
We've gone 2 years in a row now. The energy there, it's pretty unbelievable. So
compared to a Wisconsin game, how is it?
Ooh, that's tough to say. Yeah, that's they're both pretty good. I'll put it that way. Now,
tell you what, if you're going to be watching the game tonight, if they're still on the scene instead of doing their halftime show, you guys got a great halftime show planned. You going to play Rolling Stones today or what?
You know it. It's a halftime full of Rolling Stones.
Do you guys get to pick the music you guys play at halftime, or is that the...
They don't trust that to us. We're just going to go along with it.
But so. Is that what you're going to play? Stones music today?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So a great halftime show by the Wisconsin band.
That's awesome. Hey, anybody else? I got one. I got a question I got to ask somebody here, because we didn't get a chance to go up to the Wisconsin game last year. And one more of the band members, your name?
I'm Jake.
Jake, where are you from?
I'm from Greenfield, Wisconsin.
And that's how big?
That's about 35,000.
See, we're still trying to learn. We're just rookies, this Nebraska whole thing. We're still just rookies. Tell me about Jump Around and what it's like in the stadium. Because we'll see it again today. But what all the Nebraska fans told me last year, they thought the place was coming down. It was really cool.
I must say, Jump Around in Camp Randall is probably one of the coolest experiences that I've ever taken part in. We, as a band, actually get to go down on the field right before the fourth quarter, so we get the best view in the house. The student section goes nuts. I mean, the whole stadium gets involved, but you can definitely feel the house rocking.
Has anyone ever been injured during Jump Around?
I don't know if I can say for sure, but... we'll give a preliminary no.
For insurance purposes? Yeah. You got a prediction today?
I got to go with the Badgers.
They're just...
Is there anyone in this room thinks Nebraska isn't going to win today? Anybody in this room? Oh, this guy over here.
There we got some Nebraska fans over there. There we go. But you know what? Nobody wearing the Wisconsin band T-shirts or garb today thinks that. Rose Bowl, did you guys get to go last year to the Rose Bowl?
2 years in a row.
Now, for the... As Nebraska gets ready to go this year, what should we know going out there?
Yeah, I do see what he did there. Well, if by some happenstance, like maybe if the Wisconsin plane crashed and you guys go by default, it's really nice weather. Just have a blast, I guess.
All right, guys. Hey, thanks for giving us some time. It was great talking with you. Have a great day today. Wisconsin thanks, band, give me some on Wisconsin here.
Oh, yeah? you guys can't sing the fight song or what?
There it is, Doug and Daddy show live here from Indianapolis, getting ready for the Big Ten championship game tonight. We've had a couple predictions roll in. We want yours as well. Email them to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And these are the things that make it fun. These are the deals that make it fun to travel and meet new people and see the college kids having a great time here. And it's just all part of the atmosphere.
I tell you, when we go on the road, this is a good time. It's been a while since I've been on the road with a Nebraska football team. And thank you for inviting me along here. This has been a great time in Indianapolis. We understand that this is going to come up for bid again next year. From the Big Ten, but I certainly hope that they kind of make this a permanent home, because we have had a great time here in Indianapolis, and like Doug said, all the things that you need are right down here in downtown Indianapolis. We're just a, what, five-minute walk over to Lucas Oil Stadium from here. This is just a great atmosphere, and the city of Indianapolis has done a great job hosting this game here this year.
That's been one of the things that's been talked about as well. It is nice. But on the cuff, when you first say that's in Indianapolis, nobody goes, Bears Stadium, Chicago, going to Green Bay, going to there's so many venues you could go play this championship game. Great experience here, but I've seen even some poll questions out there on the blogs and things. If it does move, where would you like to see it move to? Any clue? Any guesses? Anything? I want it to be inside. I'm a wuss that way. I don't want the game to ever be, because let's face it, it's December 1st. There's no doubt somebody could be involved in a blizzard in the Midwest on December 1st. There's no reason. That's not the point of the football game. The point of the football game is to have the two supposed best teams, and I know there's an asterisk next to Wisconsin this year, but the two top teams play this game at the end of their season when both should be their best to go on to the Rose Bowl, the number one bowl in all of college football. I do not want to see it played outside. I don't care how far south it is. No one can guarantee good weather.
Well, down south, they got all the bowl games anyway. You know, we play all the bowl games in Florida and down south. I agree that the game has to be played indoors. Take the weather out of the situation. So that really limits your choices. You got to, what, the Superdome? You got to here at Lucas Oil in their indoor stadium down at Arizona, which would make no sense at all to hold it down there. So I think Indianapolis is the right choice. Keep it here. I guess you're beloved Cowboys Stadium, played down there a couple of years ago. So
yeah, and this is definitely not Lucas Oil Stadium. Is just,
it's a stadium.
Well, Cowboys Stadium is just overdone, over the top, and everybody's been talking about that. A lot of talk yesterday, leaving the press conference, especially for everybody that's making their first trip to Lucas Oil Stadium, just commenting how it's not so gaudy. Obviously, it doesn't have a billion-dollar television screen up there, and that's the first thing that everybody notices. And it doesn't seat quite as many either.
Well, we talked to a couple guys from Omaha yesterday. They said down at Cowboys Stadium, he just recommended to people buy a 50-yard line seat in the upper deck of that stadium and watch the game on the big screen. Are you kidding me? You're going to come to the game, you're going to watch the game on the big screen TV at Cowboys Stadium? Unbelievable. This will be a lot better atmosphere here today when we get to over the stadium today.
It is the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Mike Will, live with you from Indianapolis. The Big Ten Championship game is tonight, kicking off at 7:15. Folks, you can go in, watch some college football all day long, watch college basketball at the same time at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Their lunch specials, of course, going on all afternoon. And on Saturday, pork tenderloin sandwich with a choice of side item, just $5.99. And then tomorrow on Sunday, chicken fried steak with homemade mashed potatoes and corn, only $7.29. If you don't want the daily lunch special, they have a full menu from burgers to pizza to steaks to ribs, which are great as well. Appetizers and, of course, your favorite beverage. They're open 7 days a week at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. We will take a break and have more from Indianapolis right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and the gang at O'Malley's on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, thank you sincerely for your business during the past year and wishes you every happiness for the holidays and the coming new year.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Go right through the snow with an 07 Dodge Dakota. Has the quad cab, four-wheel drive, and only 63,000 miles. Books for $15,975. Yours for $13,975 cash. This great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
A smartphone app that puts the entire Kearney real estate market in the palm of your hand, literally. The Rocky Geyser OneRocky.com app. Just log in to OneRocky.com on your smartphone. An easy-to-use pop-up will guide you through, and once it's downloaded, voila, new listings and changes are updated 4 times an hour.
This is Rocky Geyser. It's so simple to download that even I can do it.
Now, you're only one click away from OneRocky.com anytime you're house hunting. Download the OneRocky.com app.
There is no better way to complete a year of triumph, trials, and growth than celebrating the holidays and remembering their true origin. Season's blessings from everyone at Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor in Kearney.
Wow, did you see that? That was 2012, another year gone by, but the best is yet to come. Come to Custom Pack for all of your special holiday items. Maybe you're seeking steaks or smoked turkeys, soups, pies, ribs, seafood, ham, and yes, prime rib. Our gift cards are always special for family and friends, and we've been here local for 65 years and 3 generations. We know what we're doing, so call or come in. We'll fix you up at Custom Pack in Hastings.
Did you know that high levels of radon exist throughout central Nebraska? Radon is a poisonous gas in the soil under our homes that can cause lung cancer and health defects. That's the bad news. The good news is Energy Pioneer is introducing radon measurement and mitigation to its list of services. If you live within 40 miles of Hastings, Energy Pioneer provides a free measurement of radon levels. If your home tests high, Energy Pioneer will design and install a radon mitigation system that releases radon away from your home. Call 855-YES with EPS or log on to energypioneersolutions.com/radon. That's 855-YES with EPS.
This Sunday, it's an AFC North showdown in Baltimore as the Ravens host the Pittsburgh Steelers. Hi, this is Tom McCarthy of Dial Global Radio Sports. Join Tony Baselli and me from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth for all the action. After last week's results, the Ravens have a 3-game lead and will be looking to bury their bitter rival. Can they do it, or will the Steelers begin a late charge with a big road win? Tune in to find out. If it's the NFL, it's right here.
Steelers-Ravens, Sunday at 3:15 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
The Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug, due to Mike Will, coming up, Lee Barfneck of the Omaha World Herald will join us, give us his perspective on the game today. He has covered many a championship game in his time. But the fun part, no matter where we go, whether it's media days, road games, or even just to a Husker press conference from time to time, you're going to talk to a variety of people. And we've run into a couple of the Wisconsin radio Badger Network from Wisconsin. These young men have had a chance to follow the Badgers the last couple of years. Nathan and Chris have joined us here at the Courtyard Marriott. Guys, hey, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks for a couple minutes.
Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, thanks. This is an awesome opportunity to be on for a different radio station.
I know you guys have been trying to bop around and get all the information you can. We're old. we went through this, and we can appreciate what you guys are doing preparing for the ball game today. And we were talking during the break about your thoughts, and we've talked about it all week. Turnovers. If Nebraska doesn't turn it over, they should win the game easily, you would think. If they do, Wisconsin could win by more than a touchdown because obviously they were up 17 the first matchup. Each of you kind of break us down from your perspective what you think.
I think turnovers are definitely going to be huge for Wisconsin's defense. Got to force turnovers. If I'm looking at Wisconsin's offense, a key to the game for me is third down conversions. The Wisconsin offense has been terrible at that this whole season, only converting, I think, about 34% of their third downs. So they can find a way to convert on third downs. I think I like what our offense can do against Nebraska's run defense.
Yeah, and for me as well, you look at this game, and so much of it comes down to the turnover battle. But it's interesting because you look at the first matchup, and Wisconsin actually won the turnover battle, but still managed to lose the game. And I just think that this game ultimately comes down to Wisconsin's ability to stretch the field and pass the football, because they've been one-dimensional ever since Kurt Phillips took over the offense, until at least the final drive, where he's been able to orchestrate some pretty magical drives, but they still came up short in the game. So I really think that it's just going to be about stretching the field, because they have not been able to do that. And especially when you're going up against this Husker secondary, it's not going to get any easier.
I want to talk about the quarterbacks a little bit. This is your third quarterback you're playing here today. Talk about what this guy kind of brings to the table, and what can we expect out of this guy today?
And what he doesn't bring to the table, too. Because I think, don't you think, Mike, everybody has been a little hesitant to praise Kurt Phillips? He's got the job done, is my feeling.
He didn't play last year, is that right?
He's fifth-year senior, threw his first pass this year. What does he bring and what doesn't he bring?
You know, it's really been incredible, because breaking down the quarterback situation prior to this season, Kurt Phillips was not even brought up. And now to see him in a starting role, and he's kind of filled that typical Wisconsin game manager quarterback role. And the funny thing is, he came in actually known for being able to use his feet. He was a four-star recruit out of Tennessee, and you don't see that as much now after three ACL tears, obviously. Yeah. So he's not able to use his feet quite like he used to be able to. He's got a decent arm, makes smart decisions. Every once in a while, he'll give you, a bad throw that the defense hasn't been able to capitalize on thus far this season. But really, we, as Wisconsin broadcasters, would like to see them give Kurt Phillips a little more of an opportunity to throw the ball downfield, because we haven't even seen that. Whereas with Joel Stavi, they really like the play action deep pass to Jared Aberderis. They haven't done that as much. So he doesn't bring a whole lot as far as his arm goes, but he's a smart game manager quarterback.
Doug and I talked about this earlier today. Has Wisconsin been practicing against Nebraska for the last 3 weeks? You guys lost your last two regular season games, didn't need to win those games. Have they really been focusing in on this game with Nebraska for the last 3 weeks?
If you were to ask head coach Brett Bielema that question, he would never, ever admit that. And I guess I'm inclined to give him the benefit of the doubt. I guess they looked good against Ohio State and Penn State. In the Penn State game in particular, I think the Nittany Lions wanted that game more for obvious reasons, not having a postseason to look forward to. But so I guess I don't really know. I don't think Wisconsin very much will always say, to the media at least, that we never look ahead. This is always one game at a time. But I'm sure at the back of their minds, yeah, they've had nothing to play for since the early November game against Indiana when they knew their ticket to Indianapolis was going to be punched.
Your coach says that too, huh? Your coach says that too, one game at a time. So does ours.
Yeah.
Our coach says that too. That's amazing how those coaches talk.
Nathan, Chris, joining us here. They're going to be student reporters for calling the game for Wisconsin today. Do you get us compare the last two seasons to this, or last year's championship game to this? Does Wisconsin, I'm not talking about the team, does the fan base, does the student body, do they care as much? I mean, you're still one game away from the Rose Bowl, but is the sense there?
They really don't, to be honest. Last year was a completely different feeling coming here. There was a lot of resentment towards Michigan State and their fans, especially with the way that Wisconsin lost to Michigan State in the regular season on that Hail Mary play. Yeah. And Brett Bielema even admitted to it in his press conference yesterday. He said, yes, there's a little bit of a revenge factor. You want to bounce back and beat them, but Nebraska beat us last time. And he said, Michigan State, I'm not even sure if they scored on that touchdown still. So they were still angry about that. And just as a whole, it was kind of a budding rivalry, and Wisconsin really wanted to prove that they were the better team. In this case, fans kind of look at it as, you know, we really shouldn't be here, but hey, let's make the most of it, because next year, Ohio State's off their bowl ban, and it's going to be a tough road, because it's going to go, the Rose Bowl, or the road to the Big Ten Championship will go through Columbus. So I think they just got to make the most of their opportunities, the way people are looking at it.
How many people you think from Wisconsin, Wisconsin fans will show up today? We've seen, Doug and I talked about how many Nebraska people we have seen in Indianapolis the past couple of days. What do you expect for Wisconsin today?
Well, it's interesting because both schools returned about half of their 15,000 ticket allotment, which is a little concerning. But I know last year it was the same deal on Friday night. You go out around the town, you saw a lot more Michigan State fans than Wisconsin. And I think that's partially because we know a lot of fans who are making the trip down today Madison, because it's about a six-hour drive or so. So I would expect much more Wisconsin fans. But I think that they are getting a little tired. It's not just, you know, the Wisconsin teams. I mean, look at the Packers, the Brewers, the other teams in Wisconsin. I think that disposable income is running out a little bit for some Wisconsin
fans. I thought maybe the Wisconsin people just want to party with us. they stayed home. They want to party with us Nebraska people last night, huh?
Well, give us a prediction before we wrap things up here.
Sure. We actually made predictions on our radio show earlier in the week, too. And again, I think this is going to be a game that really is indicative of both teams' seasons. I can see Wisconsin getting off to an early lead, but ultimately Nebraska coming back in the second half, pulling it off. 31-20 Huskers.
Oh, there we go. All right.
I've got a very similar score, and I think what you'll really see today is the lack of in-game adjustments from the Wisconsin coaching staff. That's something we've harped on all season long, is their inability to adjust. They come out strong, and then they get out-coached as the game progresses. I think we, unfortunately, for Wisconsin fans, see that again, and Nebraska takes it 31-21.
Hey, guys, continued success with your careers. It was great catching up with you. Maybe we'll get to see you somewhere down the road, smiling faces, radio or TV.
I'm going to get one more thing in here. When we go to the Rose Bowl, what do we expect at the Rose Bowl next week or next month?
It's a great time. They treat the media well, and Pasadena is an awesome place. The stadium is old, but, boy, you cannot – there's not a more picturesque stadium than that one.
All right. Weather, everything good?
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. Excellent.
January 1st, it's okay. You know, the Bermuda shorts, the flip-flops, the T-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. But If we have something to say for it, hopefully it's not Husker Red that's down there.
Okay. Well, one of us probably going to Florida, one of us going to Pasadena. Nathan, Chris, thanks for the time, guys.
Thanks for having us on. Appreciate it.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Lee Barfneck from the Omaha World Herald is going to join us live here from the Courtyard Marriott in Indianapolis. It's Big Ten Championship Saturday as we continue on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Fall is here, and for guys, that means one thing, football. Each week, nearly 12 million men settle into their favorite recliner to cheer on their favorite team. For men over 30, the inactivity creates lost muscle tone, reduced sex drive, and excess belly fat. This year, don't get sacked by the football season. Change your game plan with the help of Complete Nutrition's strongest, most potent youth energy and weight loss enhancer, the Charger Pack. With its new testosterone-infused formula, the Charger Pack delivers men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Regain your muscle, recharge your libido, and sack stubborn belly fat with the Charger Pack, available exclusively from Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of SunMart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Justin Bieber here. If you want the chance to meet me on my final show in Miami, then enter the Believe in Reading sweepstakes. Visit the Nook counter at your neighborhood Barnes & Noble.
Check out Justin Bieber's new book, Just Getting Started, on the hot new Nook HD tablet or in hardcover. Get to Barnes & Noble and enter for your chance to win. Visit the Nook counter at your local Barnes & Noble store or nook.com/Justin Bieber for complete details and official rules.
A flying machine? I sincerely doubt it. Will women ever be able to vote? Unfortunately not. Man walking on the moon? Never in a million years. Every great achievement seems impossible until the moment it becomes real. So when the U.S. Fund for UNICEF says, we believe in a world where zero children die from preventable causes, what will you say? Let's make zero a reality. Visit unicefusa.org to take action.
Your support of Goodwill brings joy to the people Goodwill serves. Joy through jobs, promoting wellness and recovery, and building futures. You can support Goodwill by donating clothing and household items, or shopping at Goodwill, or by donating financially to the annual campaign. Last year's campaign helped over 1,000 individuals in the area improve their quality of life. To learn more about Goodwill Industries of Greater Nebraska, go to goodwillne.org.
Sunday night, it's an old-fashioned NFC East clash in Big D when the Cowboys play host to the Eagles. Hi, this is Dave Sims of Dial Global Radio Sports. Join Hall of Famer James Lofton and me for all the action from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth at Cowboys Stadium. DeMarcus Ware and Dallas are battling for a playoff position and need this crucial win, but longtime division rival Philadelphia would like nothing more than to burst their bubble. If it's Sunday night football, it's right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see some areas of fog still early this afternoon, but then expect sunshine to move in later today. We'll have a mild high in the middle 60s, and expect clear skies tonight with lows near 33. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Dunaisty. Right now, it's 54.
Doug and Daddy's show, Doug Duda, Mike Will, here from Indianapolis for the second straight day, taking you up to 2 o'clock when we join the SEC Championship between Alabama and Georgia, followed by the ACC Championship, Florida State taking on Georgia Tech here on ESPN. Then we'll join the Husker Sports Network with Greg and Lane and Jeff and Matt and the entire crew on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, also at 2 o'clock.
They were here last night. They were having a good time.
They had a great show over there yesterday.
Up with them downtown in Indianapolis. Had a good time until about 9 o'clock last night. Then it really kicked in. Really kicked in about 9 o'clock.
then they turned the microphones off. Lee Barfneck, Omaha World Herald, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Lee, you have traveled way more than either of us with this Husker football team. You're used to seeing and being in all the spots as the conference correspondent, whether it be Big 12, Big 8, or Big 10 now. Is it still anything like Nebraska fans traveling, whether it's a bowl game, a conference game, or just a regular old Nebraska at Baylor game?
No, it's surprising, but it's not surprising. I mean,
I don't know if you're broadcasting anybody. I think everybody from Nebraska is here. I took a walk through downtown Indy this morning, and if the kind of clothing that people wear is any indication, Nebraska is going to have about a 10-to-1 fan advantage. I mean, literally, I could not believe the number of people in Nebraska here walking around. So I don't think Coach Pelini was talking about worrying about there might be just 10 people in the stands. I think there might be a few more than that. So.
Yeah, and a lot of that all about ticket sales. Husker fans pretty smart, too. They knew they didn't have to take the $80 one from the ticket office in Lincoln. They could find a better deal.
Very much. The people have figured out the secondary and tertiary ticket markets pretty well. So,
well, let's talk a little bit about the football game. You've had a chance to see these teams up close and personal. I'll go to it. Everybody we've talked to all week, my standard is Nebraska doesn't turn it over. They win the football game. If they just win the turnover battle, they win the football game. What are some of the other things besides turnovers that you're looking at here?
Well, I still think that's the key too. I think it's about Taylor Martinez, and I think it's particularly about the quarterback play in this game. Today, Taylor Martinez will be making his 38th career start as a college quarterback. Kurt Phillips from Wisconsin will be making his fourth start. He's not going to be prepared for what he sees tonight. He is a fifth-year senior, but as little as he's played, he will not. It will take him some time to get adjusted to what's going on tonight. So I think, again, if it sounds simplistic, but if Taylor Martinez makes all his big plays for Nebraska and doesn't make them for the opponent, then Nebraska is going to be in good shape.
Does our defense come with more pressure today? Do we try to confuse Phillips?
Well, I think there's going to be probably some more blitzing. Now, the warning sign to all this, I guess, is Baker Steinkuhler's injury. I do think that's significant. If Wisconsin can get its running game going, it's a very rhythmic offense. They run, off tackle one way, off tackle the other play, and then try some cutback stuff off of that. And if Wisconsin can run that, get that established, and stay within a touchdown or Nebraska or stay tied, then they'll like their chances. But it's kind of one of those teams that Nebraska doesn't want to have hang around. If Nebraska can punch them with a couple big plays and get out early, then I think the Huskers will have control of the game.
We had a question called in here or text to us. What about Baker being hurt? Can Cameron Meredith handle that job inside?
Well, I'll tell you, the Wisconsin offensive lineman looks like a series of Clydesdales walking in there. I'd say they're gigantic. The average weight's 332 pounds. And there's no doubt that Wisconsin will try to hang on to it and run it right at Nebraska, shorten the game. It's old-fashioned Nebraska football where they try to wear you down enough to where they start having their advantage with you late in the third quarter and in the fourth. So, yes, it's very significant. Baker's out. I think it changes some of Nebraska's personnel groupings has some lighter, some not as heavy kids playing up front. But at the same time, I think Nebraska can do some things with some pressure to bother Phillips and not allow them to make big plays.
Lee Parfneck, Omaha World Herald, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Mike Will, live from Indianapolis. You commented to me yesterday or to us yesterday after the press conference that it almost sounded like Wisconsin was trying to convince themselves that they were a good football team. Kind of elaborate on that.
Well, it started, with the press conferences or the teleconferences that were held last Sunday, and just this positive vibe and about talking about how that all the injuries that Wisconsin's had are now cleared up, and all the problems they've had throughout the season now have been cleared up. And even though they played three quarterbacks, now this is our guy. We found our guy, and it's all, they have five losses. I'm sorry. It just kind of sounds like they're trying to convince themselves that they're good enough to win this game.
Aberderis is going to play today. That's been
let's
up
find
and down
out
all week long. He was going to play. He wasn't.
Decoy. I mean, we've seen guys in there as flat-out decoys that he's on the field, but he didn't do anything. What are you hearing?
Well, we won't know until game time, but any time guys have had concussion problems, that they're one play away from not playing the rest of the game. So, you just don't know until they get out there.
Hey, one other thing I thought was kind of funny was when Bo Pelini talked about Rex Burkhead being 100%, all of a sudden he's been in and out of the lineup the past several weeks, and all of a sudden it comes to the Big Ten Championship, and Rex is 100% all of a sudden.
Well, he's 100% better than he was.
Yeah.
I don't know if that means he's 100%.
Both of us yesterday. So.
Lee, of course, folks, if you follow Lee at the Omaha World Herald, it's not just everyday Husker stuff. It's covering the conference. What is the state of the conference right now, in your opinion, coming into today's game, especially with the addition of Rutgers and Maryland? Was that needed, and are you on board with everybody that says we're headed to Super Conference?
Well, I think that is the way it's going to go, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Big Ten gets to 16 teams sometime, probably by the end of January. I don't think it was coincidence that when we started talking about divisional realignment that Jim Delaney said the ADs will address that in 3 to 5 months, because that creates a window of bringing two more teams in before you sit down to realign. You know, there's lots of discussion out there, and I just think that conference commissioners see this happening, and I think people want that. There's still some pick of the litter out there. The legacy football programs like Nebraska are all swooped up at this point, but there's still enough good schools out there that you need to strike now if you want to add them.
Are we going to realign the Big Ten? Where do we put Rutgers? Where do we put Maryland?
Yeah, I mean, that'll be a serious discussion. It'll be – I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Wisconsin and Nebraska end up in the same division, which I think is good. I do think that Michigan and Ohio State will end up in the same division. I don't think that – I think once the 80s really sit down and study about whether – if they have Michigan and Ohio State play the last game of the regular season, those teams end up turning around and playing in the conference championship game, they're not going to like that. The fans aren't going to like it. The players aren't going to like it. It's just not – it sounds good now, but it's not a tenable situation. So I think go talk to the Stanford people who drew 31,000 people to their rematch game last night in the Pac-12.
Just brutal. Lee Bartnick with us for another minute here. Final thoughts on the game tonight, and how important is this? I brought this up a couple of times. Nebraska's going to go to – they're going to – if they lose – A, it's a loss. There will be an underdog to whoever they play in the conference or in the bowl game, to an Alabama, an LSU, a Florida, an A&M. Or they're still probably going to be an underdog against Stanford, but everybody feels way better. You win. You maybe get a chance to finally end on a good note, unlike what has happened the last two times Nebraska has went to conference championship games, lose, and then lose that bowl game.
Yeah, I think Pelini needs, you know, something. He needs a big piece of hardware to set on his desk. That'll quiet a lot of the critics. And like you said, we've seen this team, if they lose late in the year before, they go into a funk and lose the bowl game. That's something that, you know, in the fifth year of your program and the way, as down as the Big Ten is this year, they can't afford to let this opportunity get away. You know, they just it would almost be perfect symmetry as screwed up as this league is for Wisconsin to win tonight, but Nebraska can't afford to let that happen. The opportunity is there that they didn't expect to win a championship in the second year and to create some momentum. They need to take advantage of it.
When Bo said following the Ohio State victory that we had to win out, that we absolutely had to win out, did you think he was nuts?
I didn't think it was impossible, because every team in the league was flawed enough that if you caught them on the right day or your matchup was better than their problem, then you were going to have a chance to win. But yeah, at that point, the way Nebraska turned the ball over, you wouldn't think they could win that many games in a row. And it's still amazing they're, what, -8 or -10 in turnovers, and they're, you know, a two-loss team. So, that's why we play them, because we can't figure it out on paper ahead of time.
It'll come off the back burner again, but there's always nervous Husker fan. Do you realistically think there's a chance Bo is not the coach of this team next year?
I'm not going to say no. I'm not going to say it's likely, but I, you know, if somebody comes and turns his head with a great offer and it's in a league or an area of the country he wants to coach in, sure, it's possible. The money is so gigantic these days, and opportunities, you know, certain opportunities only come along every now and then that, yeah, it could happen.
Does it? Would the direction of the Big Ten and all this addition of teams play into his thought process?
You know, Bo just doesn't share that stuff. Yeah. I don't know, and I don't think anybody knows. So, you really can't speak to that, because he does not share that with anybody.
Except with Chattel when they're walking through the cafeteria after big press conferences. Lee, it's always a pleasure to talk with you on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sure appreciate your time. Enjoy the game.
You bet. You guys too. Thank you.
Have a great holiday. Lee Bartnick, Omaha World Herald, joins us here on this first day of December from Indianapolis, where we get ready for the Big Ten Championship game kicking off tonight, 7:17, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, where the Husker Sports Network pregame begins at 2 o'clock, right after our show wraps up here live from Indianapolis at the Courtyard Marriott. Lee always has some different perspective because he's not just the Husker beat writer or at the Husker practice every week. I mean, he's following the entire conference, the league, the pulse of college football.
Yeah, and he's been around forever.
Yeah, you know, he doesn't look like it.
No, yeah,
good looking cat.
Yeah, he talked to us yesterday about several of the trips that he has taken, some of the bowl games that he has taken, and he's just been around Husker football. He knows his stuff. We didn't get his prediction though, Doug.
He's not into that.
He's never
really into that. He would have probably given us one, but I think just talking to him yesterday, he's in agreement with most Nebraska media. Don't turn it over. Nebraska wins by 10 to 14 points.
I agree.
I'm still happy with that.
You're
on the four though because you think there's going to be some problems today. You're worried about Baker a little bit.
Yeah.
You didn't take the. You said a 4-point win, and again at this point, I think Nebraska fan. Here's what I will say to our listeners and to all Nebraska fans. I don't care how it happens. Nebraska just needs to win today. I don't care if they get it given to them or if they win 42-3. I don't care what happens. Just be happy if Nebraska wins the game tonight. If Nebraska wins the game tonight and I still hear people whining and complaining, then I'm done with you because you're just not a reasonable college football fan, let alone a reasonable Nebraska football. I still hear people whining about Taylor Martinez. I mean, he's winning football games. I know he's turning it over, but you know what? Every time he turns it over, he answers. He makes a great play. He makes a great drive. He does something to get that back, to get that mistake back.
I've become a Taylor Martinez fan. I think he's doing a great job. Yeah, he's got some turnovers, but it's going to happen. Let me throw something out there. And I think you and I talked about this yesterday, in brief conversation. What happens if Taylor Martinez gets hurt for some reason in the first quarter of tonight's game? What do we do? What do we do? We do not have a backup quarterback that has taken any amount of snaps that is really suitable to play in this football game. So what happens?
Well, I told you what was
I
told you what was happening, and then that was kind of confirmed by a couple of different and not the coaches.
Lee said it too.
Lee was one of them yesterday off the air. Confirmed that, you know what, you would see, I believe it, you would see Rex Burkhead back there, and that's not the best scenario, it's not like you lose, I mean, because now Amir has all that experience back there, over 1,000-yard rusher, second team all-conference off the bench this year, which is just remarkable, and it also shows that the offensive line, which people have been whining and complaining about for a long time, how good that offensive line has become. Now, they can't allow, and we talked about at the beginning of the show, they can't allow pressure on Taylor when he's throwing the ball because he gets into some mistakes there, so pass blocking and run blocking may be a little bit different, but you can't just, again, we could say that about a lot of things.
Sure.
That would sure even the playing field a little more for Wisconsin, no doubt about it.
But other teams might have a suitable backup. I don't think Nebraska has a suitable backup. Our backup quarterback right now for today's game is Ron Kellogg. He would not get the job done. Can he throw a pass? Yeah, he might be able to throw a pass. Rex Burkhead running out of the Wildcat. If Taylor gets hurt, like in the first quarter, can we run the Wildcat with Rex Burkhead the entire game?
As Lee said, Wisconsin, I think, is going to try and slow this football game down by running the ball behind those 320-pound offensive linemen. And as Nathan and Chris, the student broadcasters, you know, that was unusual, too. Yeah. Usually student broadcasters, they get one or two games, or their senior year, they get to do games. They've been doing them for 2 or 3 years, so and you could – good sounded voices, so they knew a little bit about it too, but you just look at, they're going to try and slow that game down. They have no confidence in throwing the football, really, and they've got some big guys out there. They need to shorten the game.
The Badgers offensive line, and we touched on this yesterday, they go 317, 318, 338, 313, and 342 across the offensive line. Huge against the Nebraska defensive line today, which is going to be kind of piecemealed in there with the injuries to Baker Steinkuhler.
You might see a lot of adjustments in the first quarter. There could be some big plays in the first quarter tonight for a variety of reasons. Either Wisconsin mistakes with Phillips or Nebraska gets exposed a little bit because of a couple of injuries.
And we talked about the adjustments on the fly, and the Wisconsin, the broadcasters told us Wisconsin has not been very good with adjustments this year. I think the Nebraska coaching staff, we put a check in that category. I think the Nebraska coaching staff is better than we see at Wisconsin. They have been able to make adjustments. So we'll put a check mark in that category offensively. We put a check mark in the Nebraska category as well. Defensively, do we put a check mark in the Nebraska category or not?
Yeah. Well, okay. No doubt they're in the top 20 in the nation.
Well, so is Wisconsin.
In all important categories and number one in pass defense. Not number one in rush defense, but number one in pass defense. And Nebraska, I give them the check mark there. Statistically, they've done so many good things. They're first in pass efficiency, first in pass defense, second total defense in the conference. And then on the other side, second in a scoring defense for Wisconsin. They kind of got the bend and don't break mentality.
Special teams, I would say, do we give a check there for Nebraska? Brent Maher?
It just depends how you look. We talked about that earlier. The kicking game, the kickers, Nebraska gets the advantage. Kick return, maybe Wisconsin because of the fumbles that Nebraska has had this year and the turnovers.
Okay, we'll give special teams then because of our turnover problem on punt returns. We'll give Wisconsin the check there, shall we?
I'll tell you what, if it comes down to a field goal, I like Nebraska's chances more than Wisconsin. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're got a lot going on. We're not the only ones working this weekend. Doug Duda, Mike Will here from the Courtyard Marriott in Indianapolis.
Doug and Daddy Show, the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, as we tell you every single day, on the road for the Big Ten Championship game here in Indianapolis. And Andy is with us because he just can't wait for kickoff. And in the meantime, he's helping everybody be happy. Everybody's smiling because Nebraska's playing football this week, and only two teams in the conference are. But you can make more people smile when they come by the lot.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you what, really excited. I think Tommy Frazier's going to have a great game this weekend. And, Lawrence Phillips being back on the team and everything, Oh, my gosh, I was having a flashback to the glory years. We're playing in the national championship coming up, right?
Soon. What? It's baby steps. It's baby steps, just like you guys.
Oh, I know, no. It's awesome. No, I'm really excited. It's been great to finally see the progression of Taylor Martinez and – because I have been faithfully supporting him for the last 3 years, and it's just really nice to see that I don't have to get bashed anymore. He's doing a good job. A lot of positive things going on with him, and it's going to be fun. We have a great team next year too, so hopefully we can get to at least 11 wins this year. 12 would be nice also. Get out there to sunny Pasadena, and hopefully we don't have to play the same game that we did like 4 months ago. That'd be kind of awkward, but...
Anything that gets Nebraska there and keeps the fans happy.
Yes.
Keeps the customers happy.
Oh, absolutely. It's, I wish I was going to be in Indianapolis.
Keep the employees happy.
So the main goal is 4 o'clock kickoff on January 1st. That's the main goal. That's that Rose Bowl. But no, we got some big stuff going on right now, too. And, not to take away from the Husker game, but there's kind of a big sale going on. And what we have right now, and the big thing is that I want everybody to understand, I was actually just kind of talking off air to Doug, and we actually just delivered a couple days ago a 2012 pre-owned Cadillac SRX to a couple out of Arizona. They actually found it on our website at thinkmidway.com. All the way from Arizona, we actually delivered out to the Denver International Airport. They actually just got off of the flight. They go ahead and pick up the vehicle, and they're driving back. And what's funny is then... actually, I think it is today, we're actually going ahead and delivering a vehicle out to Michigan. We actually had a guy who found this will sound crazy, it's a 2003 Mercury Marauder. They only made 11,000 of them in a two-year time frame with 40,000 miles on it, everything original. And this guy's actually, we're delivering it out to Michigan. So the power of the web, and that's one of the things we've really put a lot of stake into. We've actually gone ahead and upgraded our facilities to make sure our pictures look better on the thinkmidway.com webpage. A lot of big stuff going on next month. We got that PBR rodeo coming up. But the nice part about that certified pre-owned, too, is what people have really come to enjoy and love about it is you can get certified pre-owned at a lot of different places. The biggest difference with us is it normally when you go to a General Motors facility, the only stuff that can be certified is the General Motors product. If you go to Midway Auto Dealerships, whether it's Midway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram or Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, we could have a Toyota, a Honda, an Audi. We could have, a Dodge on a Chevy lot, and it can all be certified because we truly control it. What that comes with is a 2-year or to the odometer reaches 100,000 miles of powertrain coverage, along with 2 years of roadside assistance, plus a 6-month, 6,000-mile comprehensive coverage and a 30-day exchange privilege. What that means is if you pick the wrong car, you don't like the car, inside of 30 days, we'll give you full retail what you paid for it, trade you back into another certified pre-owned car, and that's usually where it would stop. But we take it a little bit further. Along with the Midway Advantage, you get the year free of maintenance, which is 4 oil changes, 2 tire rotations, and then a lifetime supply of car washes every Saturday morning. Now, I know that sounds like a mouthful, and it is, because it just really is. But, folks, you could be buying a 2005 Chevrolet Trailblazer with 76,000 miles, and everything that I just told you comes on that vehicle. Where else can you buy an 8-year-old vehicle with 70,000 miles and get another 30,000 miles of powertrain coverage, lifetime supply of car washes, year free of maintenance? It's what we do. This is how we really separate ourselves from the rest of the competition. In this day and age, I think you would have to be pretty egotistical to sit here and say, well, I am not going to choose to do things differently than everybody else, but I expect to have different results. You really have to step out there and do it.
Well, if you're, we already know, and I've been talking all year and for a lot longer than that about how you drive up beside or behind somebody at a light that says Midway, and they're smiling. You're in traffic, they're smiling because they're driving a Midway. So we know you're taking care of the folks here. Now folks everywhere from Michigan to Arizona in between, they're coming to Midway. Why wouldn't you check it out at Midway? And whether it's new, whether it's pre-owned, whether you drop by the lot, whether you check it out online, you're going to find out what you need to know.
Oh, 100%. And I think the biggest difference between the way we do business and a lot of other places is I would say 80 to 85% of the people end up buying a different vehicle than what they originally set out to purchase. Because here's the deal. You know, I always talk to my guys about not taking for granted that we're in the car business. We understand things a little bit better than maybe a customer. So part of our job is to get you inside, sit you down, ask you those tough questions so we can figure out what works the best. And when you have 280 new vehicles to choose from in a two-block radius and 220 pre-owned vehicles to choose from in a two-block radius, that's 500 total vehicles. Chances are we're going to have something that's going to meet the bill.
Folks, stop by and see them at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Andy, as always, thanks for the time. Enjoy the football game.
Oh, it's going to be big. I love it.
It's great. It's Big Ten Championship. We've got more on the Doug and Daddy Show here from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth coming up right after this.
Smart people make smart choices. You should make the choice to take the next step in your education at Central Community College.
Improve your job skills or prepare for a whole new career through CCC's career and technical programs. Or start working toward a bachelor's degree. Take courses on campus, online, or in your community. Spring classes start January 7th. Contact CCC for more information.
Call 877-222-0780 or log on to ccceneb.edu. Smart people, smart choices, Central Community College.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Go right through the snow with an 07 Dodge Dakota. Has the quad cab, four-wheel drive, and only 63,000 miles. Books for $15,975. Yours for $13,975 cash. This great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
Nebraska, get ready for the Midway Auto Dealership's PBR Challenge. Back at the Buffalo County Expo Arena in Kearney, December 15th. Showtime, 7:30. Brought to you by H&H Distributing, JR's Western, Taco John's, New West Sports Medicine, Casey's General Store, Rouse Farm Equipment, Mid-Nebraska Chemicals, and Midway Auto Dealerships. Get your tickets now at JR's Western, the Buffalo County Fairgrounds office, or online at pickmytickets.com.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
Something special happened at the Kearney GNC store when we recently reopened it under new ownership. The Gold Card became an everyday 20% savings benefit, the same as it has always been at our Hastings location, but it isn't all about price, it's about effectiveness. This is Bo Huffman of the Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're willing to share your goals, we're committed to helping you reach them, and it's that simple. We want everybody to live long, healthy lives. See us at GNC Hilltop Mall Kearney and the Osborne Plaza in Hastings, just north of Walmart. Live well.
College football on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com. Florida State and Georgia Tech are coming off crushing defeats to their top in-state rivals, but they both must regroup quickly. Up next, the ACC Championship and a trip to the Orange Bowl on the line.
Diving attempt at an interception, and it's picked up!
The ACC Championship, Florida State and Georgia Tech, Saturday night at 6 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where we're just going to take a minute here to talk about all the other sports that are going on, and then we're going to get back to our final championship game predictions. We're live at the Courtyard Marriott in Indianapolis. Want to thank all of the fine sponsors and all the folks here that have allowed us to have a good couple of days and hopefully a good night here tonight as well in Indianapolis. I would recommend it if the Huskers are able to get back here again next year, Mike.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Like we said, when we kicked off the show, we've had a great time here the past, two nights. And it's just so convenient. And Indianapolis, like we said before, is the right spot for this football game.
All of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends and by our friends at BK. Swing through and get anything you want. Maybe you want Kearney's favorite burger, the Whopper. Maybe you want to swing through and just get a soda or one of their great dessert treats off the menu. Get the chicken sandwich, which I always love. Get a little cheese on that baby. It's really good. At BK, two locations in Kearney, also Cozad, Lexington, and North Platte. Vote on our poll question here on this special Saturday Doug and Daddy Show. What will be the key to the game? Overcoming injuries, special teams, Nebraska limiting their turnovers, Nebraska not falling behind early, or the unknown, like Wisconsin quarterback in Kurt Phillips. Vote today. What's your vote of those five, Mike?
I'm still sticking with my same tone I have had for the last 2 days. That's limiting turnovers.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for that one as well. Limiting turnovers, because you can fall behind early, yep. And it might not be because you turned the ball over. They just, something happens. Your receiver falls down, something crazy. But there you go.
They execute. They could execute good, and they take it down the field, and they execute and get in the end zone.
Let's take a look at a couple of the other items. Congratulations to Matt Buttermore and the Hastings College volleyball team, exceeding, I have to say, all expectations coming into the year. We thought they could get back to dominance, but to go undefeated in a conference, no matter what, and they've got rated teams that they play. It's not really like the soccer team where there's no other rated team and you're expected to win the conference, and they even do it undefeated. The volleyball team does it, and they finish in the national quarterfinals last night, losing to the number one team out of California.
Yeah, losing to Concordia, California, 25-19, 25-14, 25-19. That is after they played earlier in the day and beat Lee out of Tennessee, 15-25, 25-23, 25-17, and 25-20.
And that was on the heels of playing after midnight.
Unbelievable.
They were totally out of gas. And even you would have been in perfect spot to play the number one team in the country. UNK plays the number one team in the country tonight. And the five-time defending national champions from Concordia St. Paul on their home court in St. Paul, Minnesota, 7 o'clock tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the number one and two teams in the country. It is not an understatement to say the national championship game is being played tonight. Now, whoever comes out still has to win 3 more games to win the national championship, but this is not possible in any other sport, even to the NAIA level, which is why NCAA Division II has to take a look at this, because this is crazy. But it is what it is tonight. The number one and number two volleyball teams in Division II in the country will play tonight for a chance to get to the Elite Eight next week. So best of luck. Go to Lopers.com for all the information on how to follow it and watch it live tonight online. Nebraska volleyball is headed to Omaha after sweeping Northern Iowa in the final match ever played at the NU Coliseum last night.
You excited about that one?
I'm excited that they're still playing volleyball. I hope these kids, it's set up for them to get to the Final Four by playing in Lincoln and playing in Omaha. So that's next weekend at Century Link in Omaha. Here in Indy, I got to watch some of RFA 5 on television last night, held at the Viero Event Center. Folks, I don't know what it was like, because I haven't talked to the folks today about that, but it looked great on TV. I know that the crowd was expected to be 1,500 to 1,800, but the way it was lit and the way everything, it looked great. And the fights, I saw the Usman fight as he got the win last night, and I know there was a lot more, but that was cool. Also, we've got Tri-City Storm, 5-game winning streak. They lose in overtime on the road at Fargo. Get the one tonight, and you're still red hot. So you can hear that on Classic Hits 98.9 tonight, face-off at 7:05. In basketball, 12:30 KHAS, they're about ready to get going with Hastings College up at Dakota Wesleyan, tipping off here just at 2 o'clock, Mike.
Hastings College men, of course, picking up a big win this week against Doan. Broncos on the verge of being ranked for the first time in a long time. If they can take care of business today, Lance Creech has got his team playing extremely well. Dakota Wesleyan, the Corn Palace, has not been kind to us. In fact, it's I don't think the seniors have won there. So at least the last 4 years, Hastings has not won at Dakota Wesleyan. So that'll be a big ball game coming up later on today. That one tips off at 4. Women's game tipping at 2 o'clock. Kerry Hofstetter has got her team playing much better now. They're up averaging 70 points a game now, 70, 80 points per game, forcing some turnovers, what Kerry wanted to do. And I think the Hastings College women's basketball team is going to be very good by the end of the season.
Also, we've got high school basketball tipping off at 2:30, if I've got my sheet here right. It's the championship games of the Grand Island Central Catholic early season tournament, and Kearney Catholic will be playing Sandy Creek in both of those. The girls' teams, both in the top five. Sandy Creek, the defending champions, led by Michaela Shaw, correct? I got the right Shaw.
Yeah.
I apologize if I messed that up, but Michaela Shaw against Kearney Catholic. So you got last year's state basketball champions against this year's state volleyball champions. They've had some good battles. The girls game first, the boys game will follow between Kearney Catholic and Sandy Creek on Classic Hits 98.9. Then that'll be followed by Storm Hockey. So action going on everywhere, including the SEC and ACC championship football games next here on ESPN Radio, and then the Huskers on the Breeze 94.5 FM. In college football, with 7 minutes to go in the game, it's Oklahoma 24 and TCU 17. With 13 and a half to go, it's Baylor 34 and Oklahoma State 20. How about being the underdog? Will Wisconsin play that up? Here's Coach Brett Bielema.
You know, going back to Sunday, we really hadn't talked much. The only time we had talked about Indianapolis was in preseason goals we wanted to get here. And then the week of the Indiana game, you know, just because of the way the schedules had laid out, we knew if we won that game, we were going to be back here. So I did use it that week, and then we put it to bed for 2 weeks. You know, we were about playing Ohio State and Penn State and really didn't bring up Indianapolis till this week. And, you know, on Sunday I told them, hey, listen, you're going to get this question. You prepare kids for what the media is going to ask them, what their family and friends are going to ask them. And, you know, I told them, hey, if we'd won these last, or if we'd won all five of the games we lost, we'd still be playing Nebraska for an opportunity to win a Big Ten championship. So how we got here really doesn't matter. I thought our kids have been kind of answering that question all week. And, you know, now that we're here, you know, I can't speak on behalf of Nebraska, but I know we really don't care how we got here or who we're playing. We just want to play the person that we're playing, Nebraska, and our kids will be amped and ready to roll.
We'll have our final thoughts from Indianapolis after this final timeout on a special Saturday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show, live from the Big Ten Championship in Indianapolis.
Have a sports lover on your list? Shop Dunham Sports for apparel, hunting, golf, fishing, and everything in between. You'll find it at Dunham Sports, like the Nike VR Straight Fit Tour Fairway Woods for only $79.99. Or save 50% on the Sure Shot basketball game from Metal Sports, now only $99.99. Ladies, keep cozying the plush robe from Body Candy for only $11.99. Find everything on your sports lover's list at Dunham Sports, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Get in the game at Dunham's!
The Storm moves to Classic Hits 98.9 FM Saturday for a 6:45 pregame.
This is Jared Schaffrin, the voice of the Tri-City Storm.
Tri-City Storm have won 5 games in a row and have moved into fourth place in the standings. Currently the longest winning streak in the USHL, the Storm head to Fargo this weekend for 2 games with the Force. And the action moves over to Classic Hits 98.9 on Saturday night for a 7:05 puck drop.
Classic Hits 98.9 Saturday.
Here, and for guys, that means one thing, football.
Each week, nearly 12 million men settle into their favorite recliner to cheer on their favorite team. For men over 30, the inactivity creates lost muscle tone, reduced sex drive, and excess belly fat. This year, don't get sacked by the football season. Change your game plan with the help of Complete Nutrition's strongest, most potent youth energy and weight loss enhancer, the Charger Pack. With its new testosterone-infused formula, the Charger Pack delivers men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Regain your muscle, recharge your libido, and sack stubborn belly fat with the Charger Pack, available exclusively from Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Your support of Goodwill brings joy to the people Goodwill serves. Joy through jobs, promoting wellness and recovery, and building futures. You can support Goodwill by donating clothing and household items, or shopping at Goodwill, or by donating financially to the annual campaign. Last year's campaign helped over 1,000 individuals in the area improve their quality of life. To learn more about Goodwill Industries of Greater Nebraska, go to goodwillne.org.
Goodwill.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
This ought to be firing you up. If you weren't already fired up, Mike, well, I know you're fired up now.
I think I am. I'm ready for the football game again. It kicks off, 7:17 our time?
7:17 tonight on Fox. Of course, coming up, just getting underway on the Breeze 94.5. It's pregame. We talked about it with Nathan and Chris, who are student broadcasters the last 3 years and been out to the Rose Bowl and did last year's championship game from Wisconsin. Will this be a revenge game for Brett Bielema? Here's what he said.
I get it, and I've kind of got that question a little bit all week, and I'm being totally honest in the fact that, you know, last year that Michigan State game was a very odd ending, you know, with the Hail Mary and the replay in the review booth, and they had to take it upstairs and then came down, and I'm still not 100% convinced that ball was across the end zone. So there's a lot of that I want to take another shot. Nebraska beat us game one, hands down beat us. There wasn't any gray area there. There wasn't anybody looking around, hey, what just happened? I mean, they beat us. They executed in the fourth quarter and won. So the spin of this year, I think, is an opportunity to play a team that's beat us. And it's not to right or wrong or anything like that. It's you have an opportunity now to play a team that you've lost to and see where we've come since that.
You agree with that?
Guess what? Nebraska beat Wisconsin the first game. Nebraska is going to beat Wisconsin in game two today, 28-24.
I'm going to stick with my prediction, although I'm going to say Monty Ball rushes between 80 and 110 yards. He's going to get his touchdown in this football game. But if Nebraska can just limit it to Monte Ball running the football and not turn it over, Nebraska could win this game easily today. And it's a championship game, so you never want to say easily. But I'm very comfortable with Nebraska 27, Wisconsin 17. If it ends up 20-10, that won't surprise me either. I'll be surprised if Nebraska loses this game. I guess I've come to that point. This is the point. These guys are where they need to be. As long as the pressure of saying all along and for the last 3 months that, or maybe longer, that this season's a failure if we don't win a Big Ten championship, as long as that doesn't overwhelm them and that's not in their heads tonight, I think they're going to be fine.
Yeah, if the wheels don't fall off the cart in some fashion, and that's always the scary part. We're going to walk over to the stadium here in just a few minutes. And if the wheels don't fall off the cart, I think Nebraska has a good chance of winning this football game and heading to the Rose Bowl.
Folks, thanks so much for joining us. That is going to wrap up our coverage here. We will have a complete recap Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show with special guests from in and around the Big Ten. quotes and a recap from Coach Bo Pelini and some of the players as well, depending on how the game goes tonight. We want to thank Lee Barfneck for joining us here. We want to thank the members of the Wisconsin Band, the Wisconsin broadcast team that's been here, and anybody else that fired in some projections, predictions. We've got one more here. Stan says, Cloudy's crystal ball says Huskers 31, Badgers 14, and lots of beverages. Stan, I hope you're right. That would make Husker hearts a whole lot better. I don't think this game will come down to the heart-pounding finish that it did last year when Wisconsin beat Michigan State. Mike, we'll see you back in Nebraska.
All right, be a good time.
For our producer-engineer, Jeff Abel, and Mike Will, I'm Doug Duda, once again saying thanks to all the folks here that have made our stay at the Courtyard Marriott and our ability to bring you the Doug and Daddy Show the last couple of days. A great experience, and hopefully we'll get that opportunity to do it again next year. Doug Duda saying keep it here for Alabama and Georgia in the SEC title game, high school hoops on Classic Hits 98.9, Hastings College hoops on 1230 KHAS, and the Husker Sports Network is on the air with pregame action right now on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Everyone enjoy Nebraska-Wisconsin tonight, 7:17 in the Big Ten championship game.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.